Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Gay Rant with Eric Starr.
Gay Rant with
Eric Starr.
Talking about a bunch of gay stuff.
Thank you, thank you. Welcome back to another Gay Rant with Eric Starr. So
you like NPR?
I just
thank you for
thank you very much,
guys. I hate to cut in, but if you could just donate $5,
$5,
we could get back to this, and we know it's an interruption.
In fact,
and use it with, but it's money that allows us to put Gay Rant on the air.
We'll give you this $2 tote bag for a donation. This is a $2
$10
Gay Rant tote bag. For a donation of $1,000 or more.
Get your rant on.
Right.
That's a good idea.
Get your rant on. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I just have to just put it out there to all of the women out there.
Uh-huh.
That,
yes, girl.
That I am gay and okay, that I am taken.
Sorry, ladies.
Wow. So, you're
what,
taken.
What a loss.
Yeah, I just have to, you know, I am gay and I am taken.
Okay, yes.
And there's no way to change me or anything like that.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, and it goes ask me that too. And that's another thing. Don't ask me if I'm sure that I'm gay.
But as a gay man, how do you feel about boobs?
No, hello.
I really don't.
Oh, hey, Nichelle.
Hello.
No, I really don't. I mean, they're just boobs. I don't really care for them. Okay. I mean, like, it's just.
I'm always curious. I have gay friends that love boobs.
Yeah.
I play with them all the time.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. Like, I don't understand, like, why that is. Like, yeah, the girls are like, well, I know gay men love boobs. I'm like, okay, I don't.
Yeah.
Like, I read it. They're just, okay, they're just there.
You're a queer gay.
Yeah. You're gayer than gay.
That's odd. That's
maybe
very
I am queer.
No, because it's okay. So the reason why I'm saying that is because I am going to school.
Yeah,
and so I had a group project. So and then two of them were girls in my group. And the other one was a straight guy, which he can care less about it or whatever. So they didn't know that I was gay this whole time. So I went to the group meeting or whatever, and then so one of the girls was like, oh. We were just talking about you, me and I forget the other girl, let's say Janie or whatever. Me and Janie were just talking.
Jane
about
Henson?
You. No, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a small world.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Hello.
So then I was like, oh, really? Like, you know, why? Because I was running late or whatever. She goes, actually, we were just wondering, you know, if you were single. I know it's just her wondering because I know the other girl is like married and has kids.
Right.
And she's like a little bit older than me.
Right.
So she can care less if I'm single or what.
Right.
So then I know that she's asking for herself. And I'm all like, oh, I said, no, I'm not single. And then so she's, oh, okay. So, you know, and then I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. I think about it. And then so, and then she asks like for an answer to a question or whatever. And then she said, oh my God, I could just marry you. And I'm like, no, that's okay. I don't want to marry you. And then so.
And at this point, they still don't know you're gay.
Yeah, they still don't know. So then she's like,
really? I called it from like 10 feet away when I first met him.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was it? What gave it away?
I don't know.
Well, we don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Because a lot of people do have problems.
Like Crazy didn't know.
Crazy didn't know he was gay. Ricky Booker didn't know you were gay when he came in with B-Hamp or Fat Pimp the other day. Yeah. Like a year ago.
Yeah. So then this girl was like, oh, yeah, you're right. Never mind. You're taken. You know, you have a girlfriend. And I was like, no, I don't. And then she's like, well, you just said you weren't single. And I was like, yeah, I'm not single. That doesn't mean that I have a girlfriend.
Lady, maybe catch up. It's 2017.
And then she's like, well, it's like blown her mind at this point. She can't comprehend like what I'm saying. And then she goes, what do you mean? You said you weren't single. So that means you have a girlfriend. And I'm like, no, I have a boyfriend. That doesn't mean, you know, I don't have a girlfriend. And she's, oh, my God, are you serious? Like all crazy, you know, like all crazy.
Now she wants to be your BFF.
Yeah, and then she
can
asks,
you take me shopping?
No. Then she asked me. She goes, "Well, okay. Well, would you mind you and your boyfriend if I joined you guys?" And I'm like, "No. What are you talking about? I don't want you to join. I'm gay.
What?
I like men. So why would I be okay with a girl joining us? That doesn't make any sense.
Does she look like a man?
No. Not even.
Well, then send her my way.
No, I don't know. She said she was having trouble with her boyfriend at the time. But that doesn't mean to hit on a gay guy, you know, just because you're having trouble with, you know, your straight guy.
Maybe she's like, it's not working out for me with the straights. I got to go to the gays.
Maybe. I was going to tell her, well.
They're very tender lovers, the gays.
Right.
Like, you can't join, but your boyfriend can.
Maybe I am queer.
That's shutting her out. And
did you say that, though?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you should have.
That would have been funny. She would be like, oh, man.
You can run the camera and watch.
I tell you what. I'm going to give you my number, but give it to your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's going to be newly single soon.
Golly,
so that's my gay rant.
Yeah. So women, stay away from Eric. He's not interested.
No.
That was easily your 18th best rant.
He's only done three.
Eric Starr.
Talking about a bunch of gay stuff.
So what gave me away?
I honestly don't know.
I was gay.
Sometimes I have friends that are gay. I need to know now. I didn't even know until they told me. And then I have other people that's like, no, they're gay.
So, yeah. So, like, did you know Chris was gay whenever you saw him? Have you ever met Chris?
Have you met Chris?
I don't know.
I don't care.
I haven't seen Chris. I haven't seen Chris like in 3 years.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't know if I've met him. What's
Chris
weird,
is
though,
obviously
like,
gay.
Yeah, like, you know what's weird, though? There's no... It's kind of sexist, but there's no female lesbian version of that. No, what was that?
Female lesbian
like,
version.
You know, there's like the gay voice that some people have. Not all people do, but some people that are gay have the gay voice. There's no equivalent of that for lesbians.
Yeah, there is.
Is there?
Like the dyke, the like manly.
Well, that's a haircut.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, but you can, nine times out of ten, you can pick out a lesbian, though.
But yeah, I think I know what you're saying with voice. There's some lesbians that I know, like, you can tell they're deepening their voice a little bit, so it's like...
Okay, that I...
Yeah,
okay,
it's like...
I do
but yeah, I went to my sister's job the other day to help her change her tire.
Oh.
Well, I changed it for her, but the girl at the front desk, I didn't know she was a lesbian, but she is like beautiful. And my
do you think I have a shot with her then if she's...
No, you don't.